I welcome you to the Mayan apocalypse.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you enjoying it so far? It's everything I expected.
It's weird because when I woke up this morning,
yeah,
I said, ah, crap, we're alive.
Yeah, me too.
Got to go through another day of this human
misery.
Existence.
Yeah, I know. I had, you know, to me, the Mayan apocalypse happens every morning at 4 a.m. when the three alarms go off to wake me up. I need three of them at that hour.
You have a daily Mayan.
I have a daily Mayan apocalypse followed by coffee.
It's so weird because we probably have all died, but we're learning that the afterlife is very similar to the prior life.
The TV schedule will continue tonight on ABC television. It's a Mayan apocalypse, Charlie Brown. So tune
really?
In for that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
You see all the Peanuts gang running from the ball field with fireballs landing and, you know.
Wow. See, I was thinking, you know, you get the box set.
Mm-hmm.
You get, you know, the Christmas, the Halloween.
Well, there's no mail delivery on the Mayan apocalypse. So,
okay.
So if you try to order that, it's not going to come.
All right. So, but my point is, with the Charlie Brown collection, is the Charlie Brown Mayan apocalypse going to be in the...
Yeah, there's also some tawdry ones that I did not know existed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we won't go into that.
Oh, boy.
I had no idea that it had gotten that ugly.
Charlie Brown visits Vegas.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. We won't go there,
though.
I'm not
talking about the gambling, Bob.
No, boy.
All right. So, I do have a Mayan apocalypse headache right now.
Do you really?
I woke up with a headache, and I don't know why. Because I fell asleep early.
I think you probably have the same. See, you probably have the same reason that I do. See, my girlfriend Carrie gets up insanely early, and then she gets the hammers out, and she strikes me while I'm sleeping. I'm a real heavy sleeper, so she strikes me about the head and shoulders while I'm sleeping. She calls it a claw hammer shampoo, something like
really?
That. Yeah.
Claw hammer
so
shampoo.
So she might have gotten out of the house this morning and headed
broke
your
into
way.
My house.
She might have done that. I'll have to check in and see.
Well. But seriously, I mean, I thought to myself, because I don't often wake up with a headache.
Mm-hmm.
You ultimately get one, like, after, say, seeing you for a half hour.
Well, yeah, exactly. I have a headache every morning at about 9 when you show up.
Right.
And I have it till about I leave 2:30.
But I woke up with it, and I thought to myself, does this have something to do with the Mayan calendar and the whole end of the world?
Did one of your children jump on your head while you were sleeping?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I don't know what to tell you. Sinusitis?
Don't know, Bob, but I can use a good snapping of my head. I can tell you that, you know. I could use a good chiropractor.
Shirley does it.
Shirley does that?
Yeah, Shirley can do that.
Shirley, can I make an appointment?
Just come in here and snap his head, Shirley.
Yeah. She'll just sit in there and not say anything.
Right. She don't want to get near the microphone.
Right. But
she's shy that way.
I know what'll bring her in here.
What's that?
Aerospace.
Tell her I'm going to play Maroon 5, that Maroon 5 tune. She likes that one. She starts dancing around in the front office.
You know, the funny thing about Shirley is that she's afraid now to say anything to us.
Right.
Because of how we twist and turn and turn.
Did you see that Adam Levine poster that she just put up? Frankly, I don't think that's appropriate in the front office.
It is very inappropriate, Shirley.
We have children coming in here to get their birthday club certificates.
Adam
they don't
Levine
need to see
in,
that.
In underwear.
No, they don't
on the
need
wall.
Adam
yeah,
Levine.
No, come on up and see. Shirley's got all the things lined up there. Right next to the Beatles poster.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Levine in underwear.
Mm.
But the whole Mayan thing, did you see any of those specials where there's so many people who believed that really it was going to end?
Yeah. People believe a lot of weird things.
I know. And how many times are they going to hear that it's the end of the world by some religious guy that says, unless you give me $2 million by this date, it's over.
There's a lot of people who believe that Elvis is still alive and working in fast food.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who believe that Hitler is alive and is running a contracting firm in New Jersey. A lot of people believe that Elvis is Hitler. You know, it's just craziness.
But here's the point I'm making. The point I'm making is if you really believe that, and then you went about doing some final preparations
yeah.
And things like that you would never do or could be possibly arrested for, you know, the next day if it didn't happen. If you really believed and thought, you know what? I have nothing to lose here.
Well, I'm going to be more intrigued to get the press releases today from all the different law enforcement agencies.
I had nothing to lose.
Could be very interesting.
You know, and then all of a sudden you wake up and go, oh, boy, I shouldn't have done that.
Mm.
You know, I really believed the Mayans were correct.
How many Mayans do you know, though? I haven't met one yet. I've been on this planet 51 years. I've never met anyone who said, hey, I'm a Mayan.
I'm a Mayan. I am a descendant.
Where are you from? I'm from Queens. Where are you from? I'm a Mayan. Really? Outstanding.
There are some descendants of the Mayans.
And I just saw Elvis at the Burger King. Oh, great. Excellent.
I believe the descendants of the Mayans live in Arizona and New Mexico.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
Yes. And if you believe that.
Right. That's probably the people that are like first to line up to sign up for Border Patrol, you know? They're probably thinking, we have to cordon off this area.
Signing up for Border Patrol?
Yeah, and they got their relatives in Montana, the survivalists there, the Ted Kaczynski descendants and
it
all that.
It is a good point. I've never met a Mayan.
No, never. Never. Nor have I met Elvis.
You haven't?
And Hitler was gone long before I got here.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I guess we've solved it.
Have we really?
We've solved the meaning of life because we're here again. I wonder when the next thing, what the next one will be. We should create our own and start. No, seriously, start. Put it on Facebook. Everybody will believe it.
I've already done that. I'm way ahead of you.
What? No, but seriously, put on Facebook something like in, April of 2019.
That's too far out.
Too far out? All right, yeah. Well, let's make it 2015, whatever you want to do.
I'll say next week.
And come on. All right. Next week. But don't make it like everyone's going to die. Do something like only Labrador
retrievers,
and golden retrievers and black labs are going to howl.
Those are my favorite dogs.
I love those dogs.
They're wonderful.
I'm not going to make them die. No. I'm going to make them howl.
They're all going to howl
at a certain time. Just that those breeds.
Well, my black lab used to howl whenever the fire whistle went off. She would harmonize with it.
Well, that's nice, but.
So all you gotta do is get the fire whistles going, and all the dogs will start howling.
But it can't be all the dogs.
No, just
our
thing has
got to be specific.
Just the retrievers.
Yeah, and then we'll see how many people believe it.
Hmm.
Put it on Facebook. People will believe. They'll give you a thumbs up.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that thumbs up thing on Facebook.
I think it's a button.
No. It's a certain code you got to put in
for those. It's a code for a thumbs up?
Yeah, like for the little smiley face, you've got to put in a semicolon and a parentheses, the right parentheses, and I don't know. My daughter knows what all those things
are. Put it on Facebook. All I have to tell you,
hearts and things. I don't know.
If it's on Facebook, I believe it.
It's too pretentious to me to get into that. I can't follow it.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
If it's on
Facebook,
I believe
it. You don't even get on Facebook. You've made like 3 entries in 6 years and got bored with it.
That's because not true.
That is true.
No. 5 entries.
5 entries, yes. Okay.
I haven't never made an entry. I've just looked at it 5 times.
Yeah, okay.
I've never made it. I've never, ever acknowledged something that someone said. Because I don't want to get into a debate on Facebook. I get into a debate walking down the street.
Really? People debate you walking down the street?
Absolutely. Anything.
See, what happens to me, and I like this, I encourage this, is that when people see me walking down the street, they cross the street and go to the other side and hide in a building.
I encourage debate.
Yeah.
Debate is good. It's healthy.
No, I disagree. I'm tired of debate.
As long as it doesn't end in gunfire, it's healthy.
Well, gunfire, oof.
Well, I got to go. You finish your business here. You do your thing.
Well,
and your Mayan friends.
I've got a Christmas song here that
you're playing my request?
I'm playing your request, a song that sums you up at the Christmas season every year.
Okay. I'll let you lead into it with that because that's my holiday gift to you.
Yeah.
All right?
You're not trying to, I don't hear you denying it, so on we go. Bob Rivers, two Bob Rivers tunes in an hour. I hope we don't get in trouble with the authorities here. Never mind, it's the Mayan apocalypse anyway.